This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Wish Away the Adults, written and performed by Year 7 students of Selwyn House School, directed by Stephanie Fruin and mixed by Emily Hickman at Plains FM Christchurch. Characters will be performed by the following: Calissa,
Ella Griffin,
Xavier,
Lily Green,
Calissa's mum,
Bilmi Huang,
Grandma,
Ella Partridge,
Isaiah,
Lulu O'Donnell,
Lunisa,
Amelia Frew,
Frosmo,
Xanthi Pierce,
Isaiah's mum,
Lily Green,
Security Guard 1 and Lollip,
Silly Youngblood,
and Security Guard 5 and Lallop will be played by
Emma Coates.
Hi Mum, back from school. You forgot to pick me up. Again. I waited for 1.5 galactic hours and had to take the human tube.
Yay, you're home. I've been waiting ages for you. What took you so long? Can we go hoverboarding now?
Not now, Xavier. Mum, where were you?
I'm sorry. I got sidetracked with the cake and everything, and I completely forgot to pick up you. Sorry, darling.
Okay, you're forgiven. Kind of.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday. I want to wish you a great day. So happy birthday to Calissa.
Thanks.
Oh, and I've invited Gren and Pop over for dinner tomorrow. And I've told them they can stay in your room.
Oh, Mum, I told you I need my privacy now that I'm 14.
Calissa, you can blow out the candles now. And don't forget to make a wish.
I wish that there are no adults in the world.
Calissa, that's a weird wish. I thought you wanted a new pony simulator.
Zip it, squirt.
Don't respond to your brother like that. Calissa, why have you been acting so strangely today? It's your birthday, so you should be happy.
Oh, it's nothing. Never mind. I'll tell you later.
Mom, can Cal please open her presents now?
Yes, if she wants.
Okay, sure.
Open this one first.
Oh, look, a hoverboard. Not like I already have 14 of them.
Why don't you want it? It has all the latest features, like floating up to 100 metres in the air. And also, you say a song and it will start playing it for you. If you don't want it, I'll have it.
Okay, you've convinced me. Shall we try it out?
Open this one next.
A flying pen. I don't know anyone at school with one of these pens now. Thanks, Mum. Thanks, Xavier.
You're welcome. Hope you had a good day. I love you so much, and I'm sorry I forgot to pick you up today. Love you.
Calissa! Calissa! Mum's not here!
What? 8:30? Why didn't Mum yell at me to get up?
I just said Mum's not here!
Oh no, my wish. I wish I didn't get so angry with her yesterday. It was just at school, I was 2 minutes late for class, and I got a detention for next week, and it's 4 hours. And then I went to music and Miss Trinity told me to pull up my socks and they were already high. And just to top it off, Mum forgot to pick me up from school.
Well, that's not good.
Mum, where are you? I didn't mean for my wish to come true. You should check her room again, Xavier.
I've already looked all over the place, inside and out, even inside the robots. Something feels wrong. Let's go and check Isaiah's house.
Mum, where are you? It's Crater Cake City. Dad, where are you?
Lunisa, what's the matter?
What do we do?
It's so early. Either tell me or go back to sleep.
Isaiah, Mum and Dad have gone. Do you know where they are? I can't find them.
What do you mean? They've disappeared? Are you sure? Is this one of your silly jokes? It's not April Fool's Day yet.
I'm not joking.
Mum and Dad would have come by now. I'll go check the other room.
Wait, what if everyone is gone except for us?
No, we should check the rooms first because Mum and Dad could have been pranking us. I'll ask your phone, Grandma.
Is it on?
Oh, it is. Hello, you've reached Abigail. I can't come to the astrophone. I may be asleep or in the loo, as we all know that takes time. So ring me back in 5 minutes. Leave a message, dears. God bless us all. Is it off now?
I don't know. Hello?
She's not answering. She's got her answering message, whatever that is. She is so old. She was alive in like 2050.
Maybe we should walk to her house. She must be home. She never goes anywhere. Look, it's the neighbours. Where are you guys going? Did you see our mum and dad?
No, our parents are missing too.
What is happening? Where are our parents and why are the houses so quiet?
We're going to go check Grandma's house. Do you guys want to come?
Okay, let's go and get some help.
Wait, we can't drive. How can we get to your grandma's house?
Why don't we take the turbo zoom? I'll drive.
Oh my gosh, Isaiah. No, you can't even drive.
Well, I've watched Dad. It will be fine.
I don't trust you. You're only 12.
Yeah, let's just walk.
We're quite scared riding in your turbo zoom without an adult.
No, guys, it will be much faster. And if Grandma's not there, we could go straight to Robot Security Center.
Fine.
Okay, everyone, get in.
Well, your turbo zoom is cool.
Yeah, it's a new model. Isaiah, are you sure that you're confident on the buttons?
Yeah, let's go. Was that right?
Is this your grandma's house?
Isaiah, we're only in front of our house.
Oops.
Yes, finally grandma's house. I love her so much.
What is this stuff?
It's just 2050 stuff, like this square thing with a slot in it. What does it even do?
Ooh, I know. I learnt this at history class. It's called a letterbox. In the olden days, it's how they got their mail, because they did not have a goggle box. Grandma!
Grandma, are you there? Hello? Anyone home?
Grandma, it's us, Isaiah and Lunisa. We've brought some friends.
Oh, Grandma, we're so happy you're here. Mum and Dad have disappeared. Do you know where they are?
Huh? Our parents have disappeared. Do you know where they are?
Oh, hello, dearies. Who are these people? Are they your friends?
I'm Calissa, and this is Xavier. Do you know where our parents are?
I am sorry, dears, but your parents have been abducted by aliens and have been taken to a planet called Froodog. The aliens that abducted them is a very special breed of wishy-wish alien. They have been taken because a small girl made a wish on a candle every 20 years on the 15th of October when someone blows out a candle and makes a wish, then it will be granted.
Yeah, that might have been my wish.
Grandma, how do you know that?
Because they tried to abduct me! But luckily, I am a black belt in karate. And I foot swept them and kicked them and knee striked them. And then I let her rip. Before that, they had told me everything. The end.
Let what rip?
Huh? Oh, Grandma, that stinks!
Sorry, I had baked beans for breakfast. And you know how you pop off after them.
What should we do then?
We will jetpack Calissa and me, to Froodog. Once we get to Froodog, we will sneak into the place where they are kept, collect them, and jetpack them back home. Does that sound good?
How will we jetpack all the adults back? We only have 2 jetpacks with us.
I'll come! Please, can I come?
No, it might be a little risky, you think? And Calissa is the oldest anyway. Calissa, how about we steal a rocket ship when we get up there and take the adults back home in that?
Cool! Let's do this thing!
Come on, you humaniacs! Tell us!
Tell you what?
All we need is your blood type.
Why?
Because we are part of the Industrials of Space Exchange program. We give blood to zombies so they can become human again, and they give us contact lenses because everyone knows that Froodogians have terrible eyesight. Also, we are wishy-wishes. We have to grant a child's wish on the 15th of October every 20 years, blah blah. We don't really care, it only happens every 20 years.
Yeah.
Lollip and Lollip, do me a favour and go get the test bottles at a Froodog caffeine.
Yes, Brookmore.
That's ma'am or boss to you.
Sorry, ma'am. Boss, sorry, ma'am.
Boss?
I said go! I'm thirsty and tired. These humane eggs take a lot of work, and I need my daily dose of fruit or caffeine, and also get me a slice of cardboard cake. Go! I don't know what I'm going to do with these two.
Did you say we're getting all our blood injected into zombies?
Oh, no. Just a little bit of it. Hey, aren't you the mother of the girl whose wish I granted?
You mean Kalissa? Wait, what did she wish for?
Yes. Kalissa. She wished for all the adults on Earth to disappear.
She did wish for that, didn't she? Silly girl, such a weird wish.
How could you say that about her? She is a celebrity up here. We have been waiting for what feels like a millennium for a wish like this. We have almost been cut from the Industrials or Space Exchange program, the highlight of my career, and I can't see without my contacts.
But do you know where she is? How is she doing? What about Xavier? He needs his pills before 3:30. And Kalissa has hoverboarding and aqua hoverboarding, and Xavier has slime ball at 2 and...
According to my cameras on Earth that I planted, she and her brother at her friend Isaiah's grandmother's house.
Isaiah, where? Who said her name? What about Lucina? Is she there too?
Oh, are you her mother? Yes, you must be. Yes, she is there. All the children at Isaiah's grandmother's house are Isaiah, of course, Lunisa, Xavier, and Kalissa. And currently, Abigail, or Grandma, depending on what you call her, is using her ninja skills to show off to the children.
Hiya! Hiya! Thank you for watching.
Back to the topic. Grandma, where did you even find these jetpacks? I didn't even know what they are. They look older than you.
Oh, never mind you, dearie. I assure you they are the newest models from 2062. Now, have you all got the walkie-talkies?
Yes.
They look like a brick. How come we can't just use our retro-like all-purpose watches?
Because I'm old school, honey. I was alive when they invented the iPhone XXX Plus. Okay. We have 2 jetpacks that can hold 5 people, so depending if we can't get a rocket and how many people there are, we have to make a few trips, and that means we...
Blah, blah, blah. We'll cross that holographic bridge when we come to it. I want to try out these jetpacks. I've never seen one before. Are you ready for takeoff, Abigail?
Call me Grandma. Here goes nothing!
Good luck. I really want my parents back.
Yeah, what she said. And credit cakes.
Remember to dodge meteors along the way.
Yes, yes, Karate Grandma has this all under control. Why am I going backwards? Kalissa, help me!
Oh, Grandma!
Oh, blast, I just hit my hand on the reverse button.
I thought you were gonna die. Grandma, look out! Meteorite! Meteorite! Meteorite!
Maybe I lied. I don't have this all under control.
Haha, you just got one straight in your face.
Oh, definitely didn't see that one coming. Oh, my front teeth came out. Oh, there we go.
Did you bring the map?
No.
I told you like 100 times to grab the map, but obviously it just went in one ear and out the other. Well, you tell me what way to go then.
Look, over there. I see it.
You're just lucky that we're going in the right kind of direction.
It doesn't matter. We are here now.
Security guard 1 to security guard 5. We are having a cult 78 on sector 9.
Security guard 5 to security guard 1. I can't see anything, but it sounds like trumpeting. You know, the... Ah, Lollop and Lallop have came into my view and distracting my vision.
They are so annoying, getting in the way all the time.
Maybe for once in their lives, they could do something useful. We can make their brains go into overdrive, make them think they are actually helping us, just to get them out of the way.
I'll go and talk to them, and I'll tell them that they can help us. They'll be happy.
Grandma, we should be quiet, okay?
No worries.
Yeah. So, where should we go first?
First, we should just run into that stupid-looking entrance. And next, think later.
Oh, let's just go in. Be careful, not too loud.
Oh, I can see those ugly little creatures. Amazing.
Grandma, we have to find the adults. I think we're in the aliens' secret base. Shh, I can hear the aliens coming into this corner. Grandma, bend down.
Sorry, my back is a little creaky. Did you see those ugly costumes that those aliens were wearing?
Grandma, I don't think they were costumes. I think you need to get up with the fashion. I think those aliens are actually quite trendy.
Thank you.
Oh, you can see us and hear us.
Of course, we can. You were standing right here talking quite loudly.
How did you find us?
Well, apart from the fact that you are being quite loud, the security guard advised us that you are here and told us that we might notify of them for your whereabouts.
You are here, guys. I don't know why. Lollip, do you know why we are so happy?
Oh, Lollip, it's bus extraction day. We are going to get new contact plane from the zombie. But we are turning back into humans.
Yay! I'm feeling rather blind at the moment.
Sorry for interrupting, but is there any way that we could access the passcode to the parent space?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just go to the control room and put in the letters DROWSSAP. Then press and the gate will open.
Lollip, you idiot, you weren't supposed to say that.
Okay, thanks.
Man, that was easy. Those aliens are a pair of dumbos.
Where is the control room, though?
Well, if you hadn't forgotten the map, we would know. But since you forgot it, we have to search the silly triplanet.
Hey, no need to get cranky. Just breathe, do some yoga. Breathe. Namaste.
Thanks, Grandma. Let's go. Sorry for yelling at you.
You're fine. All right then, let's go.
Okay, where should we look first?
Take a right and then a left and go straight and then you are there.
Stop telling them all the secret room numbers. Frogmore told us we are not allowed to tell anyone.
Sorry, I can't help it by telling people.
Stop fighting, you two. We need to hurry along now.
Let's run before Lollip tries to stop us. I think this could actually work. Grandma, do you hear that? I think I can hear my mum screaming. What do you think the aliens are doing to them?
Let me see. Oh, they are taking blood.
We need to stop them.
Ouch! That hurts.
Why are you doing this? Help!
We need to stop them right now. I'll go find a spaceship and you do some of your karate and keep the parents with you. And we'll meet at the front, okay?
Okay, Grandma's got this all under control. See you with your mum later.
Come at me! You stupid aliens. I do karate. Hiya! Hiya!
All done. Come on, everyone. Calissa is at the front waiting.
Is Calissa okay?
Oh, yes. She is fine.
Calissa! Hurry up! Have you found the rocket yet?
No, but I found this weird thing that looks a bit like an apple.
An apple?
Yeah. I found a key that looks like a pear, and the key is telling me to climb through the stalk.
Okay.
Chop chop. We have nothing to lose here. Let's go. We need to fly round to the front of the planet, because the parents are waiting.
Okay, we're here.
All aboard, adults!
Mum! I haven't seen you in what feels like years.
Oh, darling, did you brush your teeth this morning?
Yeah, whatever.
Everyone in?
Yeah!
We are all good to go.
Might be a bumpy ride, so hold on and enjoy the scenery.
The adults are gone. It's all because of you, Lollip.
What do you mean? They asked me, and I could never be rude to adults.
One of them wasn't an adult. You're so dumb, Lollip. What do you think Frogmore is going to say?
Where are all of the adults?
Well, long story short, Lollop told the kid the password to get the adults, and they may have taken the rocket too.
Why don't we just follow them?
Okay, we can try.
Look, Grandma, I can see Earth.
Oh, yes, dear. Now, where do we live?
Let's just get a bit closer.
I'll tell everyone. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hey! Everyone stop! Thank you. Now, everyone, we are almost home. That means you can go back to your normal lives and see your children again.
Kalisa, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Mom.
But what about your brother? He needs his peels before 3:30, and you have hoverboarding and aqua hoverboarding, and Xavier has slime ball at 2, and you...
Mom, we're a bit preoccupied.
Oh, Kalisa, I'm so glad we found you. Did you and the others have any food? I can make my astro quiche when we get home.
It's okay. Grandma gave us lunch and a karate show. Oh, look, we're landing.
Whoa!
Hey, we were right. It was a bit bumpy.
We're here. Yes, we did it, Grandma.
Yes, it appears we did. Though, I don't think I'll be able to remember it tomorrow.
It's stuck.
What?
Just kidding. I got you guys.
Mom!
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 Oh, darlings, how are you? Have you had plenty to eat?
Yeah. What was it like at Planet Fruidog?
It was greatish. A lot of crazy aliens and weird stuff.
Yeah, the aliens have a terrible fashion sense.
Well, I thought the fashion was actually quite cool.
Why don't you guys come over and re-celebrate Kalisa's birthday?
That would be great. But do I have to buy her a present?
Oh, Grandma.
You can blow your candles out again, Kalisa, and make a better wish.
Sorry, Mum, for making a bad wish last time. I wish for a pony simulator.
You haven't finished opening all your presents yesterday. I got you a pony simulator.
Don't say what her present is.
Thank you, Xavier. You're the best brother in the world.
Do you think the aliens have noticed that you've left Fruidog?
Who cares? We're here now.
Do you think the humaniacs will notice that we're here?
Shh! Do you hear that weird noise?
You've been listening to Wish Away the Adults, written and performed by Year 7 students of Selwyn House School, produced at Plains FM Christchurch.